Kygo and Whitney Houston, Higher Love. It is Cheshire Salt 106.9. Thursday morning, we're talking to Christine from Thornycroft Solicitors regarding sort of conveyancing, house buying, that kind of thing. If you've got any questions at all, you can email studio@salt1069.com. We have another question for you here. I'm purchasing a property with my new partner. I'm putting a larger share of the deposit into the purchase than she is. How can I protect my share?
Okay, so if you're buying a home with someone who you're not married to, or even if you are married to them, you may need to enter into a deed of trust, and this sets out what share of the property each person owns. So it could be that one of you has put 80% of the deposit in and the other 20%. So you do a declaration of trust as to what, when you came to sell, if you came to sell it, who would get what share of the equity. Okay, so we have a specialised department who would deal with preparing a declaration of trust for you. And also at that point as well, it would be advisable for you to obtain a will, for you to have a will drawn up. It's unbelievable the amount of people that don't have wills. And it is very important when you're buying a house, because it's one of the most important things that you'll do in your life is buying a house. It's one of your biggest assets. And it's important that you prepare all the relevant documentation once you've bought that property to ensure that if anything happens in the future, your share of that property is going to who you want it to go to. So we have a specialist department, Heather's department, Heather Gaunt's department, that deals with wills and trusts and probate. And they also would be able to prepare a declaration of trust. So at that point where you need a declaration of trust, they'd prepare that and advise you in relation to a will as well.
If you're married, though, do you need to have a will? If you intend to leave, you know, if something happens to you, the property would become your wife's or your husband's.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to have a will, because you need to ensure that what assets you do have are going to the person that you want.
Yeah.
So Heather's team would be able to specifically advise you in relation to that. But there is a limit as to how much their husband or wife can receive. So, you know, it is important that you discuss it. And if you want to phone in to ourselves, to Heather's department, for some initial advice, then that's fine. We do give free initial advice. And then, obviously, if you want to move forward with that, then we can act for you in relation to preparing your will and your declaration of trust also.
That's great. What's the best number to call?
The best number to call is from Macclesfield office. It's 01625 503 444. We've also got offices in Holmes Chapel on 01477 536 999. Buxton office 01298 930 111, and Whaley Bridge on 01663 733 431. And in each of those offices, we do have specialist conveyancers, specialist will writers, and specialists in all private client matters such as family employment matters. So just give us a call if you need any advice, and we can point you in the right direction.
That's brilliant. Christine, thank you very much for coming in.
Lovely.
Enjoy your trick-or-treating.
I will.
And we'll see you soon.
Thank you.